To my left are your seven candidates. Well, we're waiting on one more. We have six candidates at the moment. Richard Wien, Sheila Finkenbinder, Ben Maiasato, Kitty So Po, Jamie Ackley, and Steven Eisenbeis. Starting with you, Richard, why don't you tell us who you are and why you're running for the Sitka Assembly?
Hello, my name is Richard Wien, and I'd like to thank the thousands of people who have come out tonight for this forum. But I would prefer to be called Richard. Some years ago, about 17 to be precise, I took off to see the watery parts of the world, driving across this great country of ours that 3 weeks earlier was galvanized by the fiery destruction of the Twin Towers. I left New Jersey after 20 years of private practice with one idea of what the future would hold, and I arrived in Sitka completely transformed, grateful to be invited into this community. I am a surgeon by trade, board certified, and a fellow of the American College of Surgeons. I have held multiple positions of responsibility during my career, from chief of surgery to 525 physicians, and multiple board of trustee memberships. I provided surgical care for almost 10 years at Search and more than 6 years at Sitka Community Hospital. I have served our community and Southeast faithfully, and I hope well, literally 724 as the sole provider. I earned my bachelor's and master's degree from Columbia University in New York. My master's was in journalism. I was awarded a doctorate of medicine from Tufts University School of Medicine in Boston. Maybe it is never easy, an easy time to run for the Sitka Assembly. But now, today, with the financial storms brewing at all economic levels, federal, state, and within our own city, it is time to change the conversation. To put it simply, I will fully engage in the assembly process. I will try to improve how the assembly conducts its business in a good way, and how the assembly presents information to the public in a better way. We must not forget that we are a small town and that public input is vital. Sitka is becoming ever more dependent on taxation to support its functioning as state and federal cutbacks occur. I will review the expense and revenue aspects of all city functions to establish a financial baseline. We cannot ask our friends and neighbors to bear the burden of the ever-increasing costs of living in Sitka without first making sure our city is run in the most effective way possible. We must distinguish between wants and needs. With an understanding of the city fundamentals, what we can do, what we cannot do, and what we must do, our city's future course will become more easily understood. Issues that require review abound in Sitka, whether it concerns solid waste disposal or solving the Sitka Community Hospital search issue. There are housing challenges, educational considerations, the possibility of a new police department building, and growing Sitka in appropriate and smart ways, just to name a few. For the last 17 years, Sitka has been my cherished home. It is my intention to live the rest of my life here with my ashes spread into the ocean, high atop Tanya Rock. Thank you.
All right. That's Richard Wien running for Sitka Assembly. Sheila Finkenbinder, why are you running?
Like Richard, I wrote out my first 2 minutes so that I can keep it brief. I have about 45 years of back history before I got to Sitka. I was raised near Seattle, earned a BA in education, married, and moved to Texas. My husband, Ken, and I raised two children while living in six states, doing small contracting jobs, owning a hardware store, and occasionally teaching. We sailed to Alaska in a 30-foot trimaran in 1990. Our kids are grown now, and I'm widowed. During my time in Sitka, I'm most proud of my 10 years as the founding director of Sitka Works, helping hundreds of people either get trained for good jobs or start their own businesses. In 2008, I became the executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, and then was a legislative aide for Representative Peggy Wilson for 2 years. Since retiring, I've worked part-time seasonal jobs, and I ran for State House in 2016. I'm currently employed with the Visitor Center. I'm an active community participant and volunteer, serving on the boards of several nonprofit organizations, including now the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board. I'm currently investing in Sitka and adding to the available housing inventory by building an accessory dwelling unit in my backyard. I also run an Airbnb in my home. I'm running for assembly because I'd like to help lead assembly conversations in a more positive, solution-oriented direction, helping to turn perceived roadblocks into opportunities for creative problem-solving and healthy growth for Sitka. I see our challenge as this: how do we make Sitka more affordable and more attractive for businesses and families to move here or to stay here? As an assembly member, my intention will be to steer conversations in a positive direction that will lead to solutions for the overall well-being of all of our residents. Again, this is Sheila Finkenbinder.
Thank you, Sheila. Ben Maiasato.
My name is Benjamin Maiasato, born and raised here in Sitka. I have served 20 years in the military. I've done two combat deployments. I've also worked 20 years in the banking industry. I've served 5 years on Sitka Tribe of Alaska's council, and I have also served on this city and borough of Sitka's assembly and termed out last year after I ran for mayor and did not win. I know what it's like to be on this assembly. I know the decisions that have to be made need to be made. As mentioned earlier by another candidate, we are going through some difficult times financially. That's nothing new. We've already experienced that before on council, and we went through it and weathered it. The city of Sitka will also do the same. We'll get through this, but it does take time, and it's not easy. And I do believe that my having served on assembly will do well if I do get elected back on. It's something I've already done, did it and done it, and have the experience. And that's something I'm hoping that the voters out there will look at, is experience, because it does matter. And the one thing I do hope that with any election that more people will get out and vote. That's how you exercise your democracy, is you get out and vote. Thank you.
Thank you. Next up, we have Kitty Sopo, who is a write-in candidate for Sitka Assembly. Go ahead.
Like Emily said, my name is Kitty Sopo, and I am a write-in candidate for the city of Sitka's Assembly. And since registering to run as a write-in candidate, many of you have come to me to discuss your views on city issues. Others have come to me and disclosed how hard it is to run as a write-in, especially since many of you haven't had the opportunity to get to know me. I've genuinely enjoyed this part of the campaign, that is listening to the concerns of our diverse community. So for those of you who have yet to meet me, I really enjoy working with people. As an anthropologist, I've been involved with many different kinds of folks throughout my career. This experience has shown me that people do the best work that they can, no matter what. I'm running for assembly to add my skill set to the table, a table that hosts some of the finest folks in town, folks that citizens like you have elected to represent this town and your concerns. Sitka is a great and beautiful place, with a constant stream of implications facing the city's boards, commissions, and assembly. Problems exist, though. To solve these problems, we must interact with them in a particular context. And what's that context? We're in an island town with a rich history of sustainability and growth. My task will not simply be to figure out how to solve the problem, but to discover in the first place what that problem is and how it should be approached. Assembly candidates should be judged based on what they can do and not what they already know. When initially faced with a problem, our assembly members should be unsure of what needs to be done. Their decisions should only be made after gathering quality information about how the problem was formed, who it has impacted, and how to mitigate that impact. As Sitka changes, so too will the criteria for our policymakers. I see Sitka as a community that has the capacity to offer opportunities to young single adults and the next generation of families. I recognize that the cost of living is discouraging to the young and up-and-coming families who wish to settle in this town. I see Sitka as a community with a lot of unmet needs for our elders. Our population is aging. The number of individuals who are 65 years and older will increase by 50% in the next 10 years. And with my numerous conversations with community members, this has raised an alarm. The amount of elder care needed in this town is about to expand, but where is the plan in place to take care of our elders? If elected to the city assembly, I can offer tolerance and patience because I'm intellectually and socially curious. I look forward to learning and trying new things to make Sitka a more healthy, affordable, and prosperous community. As an assembly member, I can promise that I will listen, stay engaged, and empower residents of this town. And since I'm a write-in, you gotta fill in the circle and spell my name, KITTYSOPOW. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Jamie Ackley. And to give you a little background, I was born into a military family. I was born at Fairchild Air Force Base. I graduated from Eastmont High School, where I continued on my education at Wenatchee Valley College. While at Wenatchee Valley College, I studied sports medicine. I was a student athletic trainer, along with being elected for a sophomore representative. I met and married my husband in Spokane, Washington, in 2007. In 2011, I joined the U.S. Army. I was trained as a surgical scrub tech. In the Army, I was stationed at Fort Sam Houston, Texas. I was stationed at Joint Base Lewis McChord in Washington, and I finaled my tour at Fort Stewart, Georgia. After being medically retired from the Army, my husband and my family and I, we moved to Anchorage for a year, but it never quite felt like home. My husband has always wanted to come back to Sitka, and that is what encouraged us to move here. I'm thankful for this decision to move here and raise my family. Since being here in Sitka, I've become extremely involved with the Sitka Veterans Association. I'm currently the secretary for that organization. We have hosted quite a few events honoring not only the World War II veterans, but the Korean War veterans. I've worked with the Sitka Tribe of Alaska to host last year's Veterans Day Parade, and we are currently in the planning stages of hosting this year's Veterans Day Parade along with a dinner to honor women veterans this year. I feel that my experience with the military and working with different veterans, different service members, along with my experience working with the youth, has allowed me the opportunity to get to know a lot of residents here in Sitka. I feel like my background can really benefit this community. I do have a fresh set of eyes. I might not be someone that understands the history, but I'm not opposed from it. Being from a small town in Wenatchee, Washington, we also face challenges. I still have family there that face current challenges. So I feel that I would be able to understand a lot of different demographics. And I'm a sounding board. If you ever have any questions or concerns, that you would feel comfortable coming to me as a assembly member. Thank you again. My name is Jamie Ackley.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Steven Eisenbeiss. I've been a resident of Sitka since 1992, leaving only to serve in the Marine Corps. After my four-year enlistment, I returned home to Sitka and began my adult life here. Over the past several years, I've had many opportunities that have added to my knowledge and experience base. The foremost was meeting and marrying my wife, Ashley, who's here in the crowd. I've worked in real estate, corrections, and now own Russell's, a third-generation family-owned retail store, along with my wife, Ashley. My past and present volunteer duties have included Sitka Fire Department as a firefighter, EMT, and with the search and rescue team, member of the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board, Chamber Board Member, Police and Fire Commissioner, and Downtown Revitalization Group. Additionally, serving as an Assembly Member, I've had liaison opportunities with the Gary Paxton Industrial Park Board, Tree and Landscape Committee, Sitka Economic Development Association, and the Sitka Community Hospital Board. Sitka is going through some tough times right now. You might have heard that once or twice already this evening. The cost of living here has increased in the form of groceries, rent, inflation, and municipal fees, while incomes have not risen to the same level. Our assembly is tasked with maintaining the quality of life we all enjoy here while attempting to minimize fee increases. Those who listen to assembly meetings know that I advocate for fiscal responsibility. My checkbook is not wide open, and I will not approve a project without scrutiny and constructive criticism. I am an advocate for the whole picture. At times, the Assembly only hears about the positives of a project or ordinance change without further investigating or talking about the potential less than desirable outcomes. I've asked for both sides to be presented and will ask the tough questions to get it sorted out if necessary. During my time on the Assembly, many votes that started out 7-0 or 6-1 have become much closer, sometimes even 4-3, indicating to me that my questioning is helping the Assembly understand what is being presented. That was my prepared version. Now just a little off the script here. You know, people have asked me why I want to continue this time serving the Assembly, and sure, Tuesdays would be great to have back, plus my weekends that I spend preparing, but there's a couple issues that I haven't quite finished yet on the Assembly. Some of them have recently come to mind, and that's why I haven't tackled them earlier, but I'm sure those will come out through the questioning tonight, but I just don't quite feel finished there. So another three-year term on the Assembly, while it seems like a long time, is potentially not that long in the scope of what's going on now. There are a lot of challenges. I feel that some past history with the Assembly is definitely helpful. Coming on as a new face 3 years ago, I would have said that new, fresh ideas as well are great, as has been mentioned tonight. Luckily, there is the potential for up to three new faces on the Assembly, which will present different points of view, which I always think is outstanding there. So, yeah, thank you, and vote for Stephen.
Thank you, Stephen. Our seventh Assembly candidate is Sonia Smith. Sonia, tell us all about you.
Hello, my name is Sonia Smith. My Tlingit name is Shuthnik, which I'm very proud of. We are the Kachuti from Cake, Alaska. After all that military and medical background, I kind of feel out of rank here. But anyway, my current job title is as a mental health aide in working with youth at the Hanson House from ages 13 to 18 for at-risk youth. And I am going into my third year there. My message in this field is one of concern and eventually hope, which is what they look for in the older generation. As a mental health aide, I look for creative ways to provide that hope to young people who so desperately need answers in a world that can be very troubling and challenging to them, with how they can find first their voice, and more importantly, who they are to us. As a community, we can help to shape them into a greater future of challenge and eventually prosperity. Secondly, when the choice comes down to death and taxes or economic stability, we cannot remain idle to the task of at the threshold of change. I believe that this is where Sitka is at right now. At the crossroads, we find as individuals we need to re-examine and work together to find the weak areas that are continually causing a shortfall within our infrastructures and places of short and long-term employment. I can say a few things about my parents here. My dad was a Marine. There's no such thing as an ex-Marine. Our beautiful mother, Jada Catherine Smith, was an alcohol and substance abuse counselor for 20-plus years, coincidentally at search. It is important to mention, in a small village, you learn that survival is not necessarily a negative mindset. It becomes a talent and a way of life. My interest in this candidacy for City Assembly is certainly one of purpose and vision. There are three topics of interest I know have been on people's minds in the last year alone. Here, I can thank my supporters. You know I love all of you, and I just can't believe I'm sitting here. But number one is economic stability. This is a primary interest where I believe we can work with what we already have within our resources, both from tribal and city government to government contracting, for employment and training programs, which leads us into other areas like affordable housing, the cost of living, education, and last but not least, healthcare. Two, we cannot have stability without infrastructure. Without infrastructure, there are no jobs. Without jobs, it is difficult to have hope for the future. Not to mention, it is a discouraging situation to see how the cost of living has directly impacted the independent business owners. Since I moved here in the last 9 years, I've watched 18 businesses shut down. Number three, and lastly, as many already know, the healthcare issue has gone over the top in a sense. My motivation is twofold. A, to bring the healthcare issue back into the hands of the people rather than a top-down approach, which has caused a disconnect with the disenfranchised population who have no immediate recovery options with professional solutions. I believe as an assemblywoman, I can unify this gap in services and the delivery as an experienced liaison by a networking and the goal to help eliminate the duplication of services through the tribal nonprofits, then state and local employment contracts. B, there are more immediate concerns involving community hardships that may or may not be addressed right away, like the landslides, transportation to and from the smaller communities with airfares, ferries, and charter options with the goal to reestablish ourselves with the villages. For example, an idea like applying the 1 cent per gallon of water contracts and use this in turn to lower the sales or property tax. Of course, as an assemblywoman, it is also important to mention there are many ways to solve problems. Resolving them should not ever be left in the hands of a select few who are not actually serving the needs of the people, but individuals who can get the job done, align the truth by getting those results, and most of all, building a healthier community should never mean only a special few can profit or benefit while others lose out. It would be my highest honor, and I look forward to serving you and our beautiful community of Sitka by the Sea. Thank you, and see you at the polls on October 3rd.